In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Carol Skelly, fiber analyst for USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
World stocks are down to fairly minimal levels at the end of the season, except in the U.S., where we still will have probably a small surplus. So we do need to see higher production. And on the foreign side, we'll need to see even higher production because most analysts are expecting that we will have lower production in the U.S., so we'll have to have an even higher margin in foreign countries in order to make up for the loss in the U.S. So what I have said in my paper is that we really need to see world production rise something on the order of 8 to 9 million bales. There's potential for it to do that if we get favorable prices and good weather.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The U.S. is the world's largest cotton exporter, and that's really sort of the crux of the difficulty, is the U.S. has been kind of the residual export supplier to the world. And foreign countries have fallen back on the U.S. when there's been a deficit in foreign production relative to consumption. So if the U.S. is not producing enough to meet that export demand, it will have to come from other countries. The other major players are India, Uzbekistan, the African franc zone, and Australia if it recovers from its current drought.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Two-thirds of world cotton consumption is occurring in China, India, and Pakistan. So those are the three major players. They've been growing pretty strongly, and we would expect continued positive growth in 08-09, but at a lower rate. Cotton consumption has been averaging, you know, between 4 and 8% the last several years, and we would expect it to decline maybe to about 3% in 08-09.